Explain a little bit. The Kol is the beginning. It's parallel to the parashiyos discussing the Gula of Klal Yisrael. The Gula of Klal Yisrael, which was the creation of Klal Yisrael, the Golus Mitzrayim. And the Golus Mitzrayim, part of the Matara of the Bereilim was Klal Yisrael should be Nichnas, according to the Kol, the Kor HaParazel. Klal Yisrael should become sunk into the Golus Mitzad Echad. Lashon Chazal is Uber v'me'imoy. Klal Yisrael Ubi Yerachimoy. Sometimes when Yerkotin comes up, Ubi Yerachimoy Musig, Ubi Yerachimoy. Kemad, there was a certain identification, a point that Klal Yisrael almost came, that they identified themselves. The hashpah of Mitzrayim, the pollution, the tumah of Mitzrayim, which is called Erev HaSaaret, that really was almost absorbed into Klal Yisrael. And the process of Gula, starting to discuss this parasha, the process of Gula was slowly a purification process of these tumas, and that really shaft Klal Yisrael. That's the mahus of Klal Yisrael. The hibadlus, the separation from these tumas. In the middle of these weeks, we discussed the gula, slowly the gula of Klal Yisrael, many stages. These are the weeks that are mesugal for us, probably from Prati, Klal Yisrael, from Klali, to work on these in Yom. And then again to the Mahus of Klal Yisrael. So tonight we're going to be placing a lot in the many Hagdamas. We started Indian many times at the Hagdamas, I don't always like it, but the man said there are toys. A little bit to set up where we were going to be headed and what. So we hear culture king needs a little bit of a hakdama. The only times we were Isaac in the Vadim and traded him. So those are familiar a little bit with that derech avoda here, is that we like to work on things not. More superficial is not justice, because it's not necessarily right. But we don't work on it right where the problem is. We try to be in Yash the Sugyan, avoid the Goyfin. Really try to hit the root of the Sugyan. Try to give the Kalim to understand the Yetzirah in the Sugyan, to give us the Kalim to open up the Sugyan. So when you work on Shevivim, so Etzim, Abhi Adracha from Volben in Yeshiva, he used to always work on Prashit, the Koyach and Machshava of a person. The Chalal, it wasn't a Sugyan that the Chalal spoke directly. The ability for a person to control his mind, to control his thoughts, opening up what a wonderful kli the seichel is. So we, in the past, we spoke about those bottom, and the emes is very important, and it's probably nitzrach at some point if a person really wants to totally conquer the sugya. But we're going to try to change this year a little bit, and this we're going to be mocking and explain a little bit why. We'll try to get a little bit more of ma'aseh now. Not really nice, but it's going to shift the focus of the sugi. So the tekuvah, these vandam are in reaction to what Agdil Yisrael have really been magdir. It's pretty partial. There's a rampant problem, but Agdil Yisrael has been magdir as partial to Gzeres Hador, Mechanes Hador. That is the called Kelim HaTmeim. I don't know which was single out the internet together with the non-kosher phones, computers. I don't even know all the names of the non-kosher phones that there are. So we call kulam b'chalusam. What I want to try to talk about a little bit tonight is spend a few minutes trying to explain how I understand the different special yachas that the Yisrael are giving to us, and then explain to why we're not going to touch the superficial part of this again. We're going to explain a little bit where we're headed, now what we're trying to do over here. About a year and a half ago, I think it was, after Pesach. Not this past year. A year and a half ago, so Moshe, Shlita, he spoke in an Israeli crowd, So he spoke for the first time ever, he spoke about Richos about the internet. Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows anything about Moshe, he never, Amish, Chlal, to speak for Rabbim outside Yeshiva is something to call. Kamaya never does, but to speak about something, not learning that. Soon about Yeshua is Mahamish, not as Derek Bafal. This itself is Dabar Imir Darsheni. And it was Malamid, and this was Reb Chaim asking to speak, but he was asking to personal Shlichas. And I'm going to try to give over a little bit. There was a lot of things he said, I'm not going to go over what he said. I wasn't there. I saw the copy of the. A little bit of capture the flavor. This Yachsus of Reb Chaim. To this Nisoyim is a totally different Asiasis than there is to most Nisoyimis, to most problems that are facing Klal Yisrael. And that's what I want to try to capture a little bit. The Yitzhara, but even Kali, his goal is to try to be mamus, call that toiv, to kill out anything there is good in the world, any kayach in the world that's trying to miscarry the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha, build Torah, Ba'ifin Yechidi, Ba'ifin Kol. So there are Gzeres HaPrat and there are Gzeres HaKlal. There are times that the Torah is trying to attack Klal Yisrael. And the Daily Yisrael, Meroshim, Reb Chaim, and again, just to capture a little bit the Yachas, when we're talking about Reb Chaim says these things, it's not like Hashari, he knows things we don't know. I didn't say this, but a person who is to say every fiber of his being is absorbed with terror is a guzman. I don't even know what the tfisa, what that means exactly, but I know that's true. I can't even ask Sogia how much to what extent that's true, but with his connection to terror, he was magadir that there are different times that the Yetzirah tries and creates a certain zero, which is Yitzim and Aklal. It's not the regular trying to get you to talk Lashon Hara. It's not the regular trying to get you this Aver, that Aver, this Aver, that Aver. But sometimes he's coming to pummel, to crush Klal Yisrael. To crush Klal Yisrael. The Moshe, he brought them. That was a simple, very, very clear thing, that Haskalah. We weren't involved, we weren't around by the Haskalah. It was a Tkufa of Haskalah, which the choice was the whole most of men, much of the Israelis who are not religious today is etzem ha-tetzah. If you follow the history of ha-tetzah of the Haskalah, this the tetzah that the Haskalah had in Klai Yisrael was unbelievable, was tremendous. Now that was clear. That wasn't a protistic punkt here, punkt there. There was a mahalach. The Yetzer Hara threw all his ammunition in permeating, spreading out the Haskalah. Chaim is saying that today with the internet, with all these kelim atmeim, all these different things, this is not a protistic shayl. Yitzra darais has been a shayl shahayim eilim v'hoyid v'meilim. We're going to talk about it a lot. It's a sugi. But the Yitzharu now tried in a specific way, is trying, it's a way, but it's ready for a few years, we're being Isaac in this there, that he put all his koyach to try to unearth and pollute Klai Yisrael, to change the tzura of Klai Yisrael. To change the tzura of Klai Yisrael. Chaim used the nusach that this is a hamoko, this is a new depth in the etzim galus that we're in. I'm going to have to explain that in future Vavim. That's a very sharp nusach. The Yitzhara, this idea is not just a protest to Geshayla, it was a tesefis in the galus. We're in a witness upon it. And there's different levels of the Hastaras upon it. There's a Tosefes, there was a Tosefes with this whole internet wave. There's a Tosefes in the Golos, that needs beer. This is a difficult, there's a different Gishad, there's a different approach to that. To understand a little bit more. One of the basic things of Klai Yisrael is the Havdolah bin Kodesh L'chol. One of the Nakudas of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael keeps Torah mitzvahs. When you talk about a Protistic mitzvah, a Protistic avera, you're not dealing with the essence and the definition, the defining feature of Klai Yisrael. A person, Luchet, Afal Pishachata, Yisrael. But there are certain things that are defining feature, defining. I'm Avdi Mekel Dishachal Bin El Choshek Me Yisrael, I'm in Bing Yem Hashri Yishesh Yisrael. There are certain things, Abdullah is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Abdullah Klai Yisrael is parallel to Bin Kaddish Baruch Hu. When we talk about the Abdullah in Yonim of Kedusha and Tyra, that is one of the areas we were hitting. A defining feature of Klai Yisrael. Marshall, this is farther out. Anyone knows if you want to talk about someone who's bordering the questionable about his Yiddishkeit, one of the basic questions you ask is you keep Shabbos and just share your time with Mishpach. Basic, anyone knows about anything you want to, you know, have someone a distance away, you ask, is he keeping Shabbos? Does he share your time with Mishpach? You don't ask, does he sit down and learn Daf Yomi? It's funny, it's interesting, but Daf Yomi, you don't ask about that. Daf Yomi doesn't decide whether or not he's a Jew or he's not. It doesn't decide if he's a Jew or he's not. Shabbos, give me the beer, but Shabbos is something that's the defining feature of Yid. And Taras Mishpacha. Why is Taras Mishpacha such a big thing? So, Kanira, Tyra. Tyra is part of being Jewish. Being Torah is part of being Jewish. Being Torah is part of the defining differences there is between Jew and Yid. And just like Taras Mishpacha, which is very far from us, we don't have to say this, Baruch Hashem. And the Bachram, but I don't think anyone having a son in keeping the Allah of the Taras Mishpacha. So too, at our level, when we are dealing with this whole sugya of all these things that are coming to Hamiyos, what we're rearing on, the Yetzer Hara is coming to rear on the definition, what defines us as Yidden. So Memelo, the Yachas, again, I'm not going to talk about this line of Adam, I just want to bring it out the first of Adam. The Yachas we have to have to this whole sugya is different than there is to other Nisyanis. Lamash, again, I want to avoid this. And Lamaisa, you have to ask Shailas. Of course, has to have a Rebbe in these Nyanim. But just to bring it out, you can't deal with, when you're dealing with Shailas on the internet, you're dealing with a Vada. There's a Nusuf of Ruchayim. It's the Vada is Lashon is the Yetzer Hara Ba'atzma. It's a Nusuf. It means Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is an Aver. If you have a friend in front of you, might talk Lashon Hara, might not talk Lashon Hara. About the Yerushalayim, you have to be on the guard. But this person is not the Yetzer Hara Ba'atzma. He's not the Yetzer Hara Ba'atzma. He's not a Kli of the Yetzer Hara. Chaim is saying the internet is bevada a Kli of the Yetzer Hara. 100%. Again, he's saying that it's clear to him that this is a gzera, that he's coming. It's not like it was. There's many things that in the past, when I was a young kid, radios, all kinds of things you could use and you could. But here, he found a way, and we'll speak in the future a little bit, what was Meyuchad about a little bit the internet, but he found something that he could enter Klai Yisrael, and he's trying to master his tumah within Klai Yisrael through the back door. And this is 1000%. Okay, you want to argue with Chaim Kanevsky? You could, b'vakasha. But if you're coming with all the sfaras in the world, you're coming with all the sfaras, your sfaras are not going to be malvimur. He's telling you 100% that any of these things, any of these things, internet, again, I don't even know the names, all these things that they could show, non-kosher phones, whatever, that's including that, is 1,000% the Kli Yetzer. Now, it doesn't mean a person could have ever had to do it. Sometimes you could take a Samam Ovis also. Sometimes Samam Ovis could have good things. And there could be Heter. But the Gisha to the Shail is totally different. When you're dealing with the Vaday Kli of the Yetzer, let's go back to our Masha back in times of Askola, when people are dropping back and forth, you know. So there was a different yachas to when someone said, okay, you can have a roommate who's nimshach hachda askala. Today, if someone says you can have a roommate from yeshiva that's not so tzeder with him, barring that he has not kosher phone, you say, okay, let's say tzeder might take a chance, he might not take a chance. But in the times of the askala, you knew clearly that was how the Yitzhar was trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. You're playing with fire. You're not gonna take a chance, right? So this is, Rebbe Chaim was trying to capture this nekuda. It was very, very chashuv. He was trying to give up this nekuda. That the vadai, the 100%, this is where Yetzer is putting his ikar koyches. Telling you, I know, I'm connected to these things, this is where he's putting his ikar koyches. He's for sure putting his ikar koyches. This is where he's putting his ikar koyches, the short lives. So the Megillah, when you go over and you have sveikas in these inyonim, obviously you're much more macher than a regular suffix shayla with suffix aver. Because a suffix aver, it's a protein stick of shayla. Say no, of course, chas v'shalom. Everything's fire. A person has to have Yerushalayim, he has to watch out, and has to be on the lookout. But it's chaylik bifnei atzmoi, a war that's going on with someone directly saying, this is my main ammunition. We're playing with fire. There's not like a side thing. It's like, really, I don't want to get into news, but this is what the Israelis are screaming out to the world with Iran. They're trying to build an atomic bomb. They're not hiding it. They're trying to kill Israel. That's what they're trying to say. It's not a joke. You know, you're trying to make sforas here and there. They're screaming out to the world. Listen, they're announcing very clear that the point is to get to build the bomb to kill Israel. That's what they're trying to do. There's nothing to be. You can't bring in sforas. It might not work. It might not does. This is what he's trying to do. 1,000%. This is the kli he chose, and this has a new yachas. This is the general flavor of what was given over then when the Basha spoke, and that was the message that the Rukhaim was given. So that isn't the gap to shilas you have in internet. I'm telling you, this is probably the last time I'm going to speak about it. This chelik of it, I have not passed on the mice, I'm just trying to give a little flavor of the sugya. You have to again go to speak with people. But Pasha, it's this shilas when it comes to these nyanim is chelik shem of me atzmo. That's the boifin klal. But again, lanu, this is why I'm giving the vada money. It also makes a big difference for me on what a person decides to work on. In life, all the bottom we're talking about, we're beyond the three Zedarim Yeshiva. You're supposed to learn three Zedarim Yeshiva, you're supposed to daven three times a day. There are certain things that are the chelik of every single week. Then there's avoid the protest, there's avoid that we're trying to work on other things. What should a person be working on? So, many times it goes if he has a tab. A lot of times it's certain things within the Seder Yeshiva Yeshiva, Torah, Tefillah, Shabbos, sometimes. But one of the things that a person, I feel, is mechayev for us to work on is when there's a mechama in the dark. When there's a tremendous milchama going on in the dark, such as this, which I believe Yisrael says in the moment, it's mechayiv at some point for a person to work on this. That means, even Lu Yitzur, there would be people, I think many, many, and Roiv, could be 90% of Bnei Yeshivas, have Nisrenis with this issue, some more, some less. But even if Lu Yitzur, there would be Bachar, we belike, that don't have, let's say themselves, any Nisrenis with these in Yonim, yeah? Again, the same as with Yetzer Darayas, everyone has. But the same as with particularly the Nyanim, they say, Lav Dafka, I'm working it now. There's a tzivu yetzavah on the door. There's a tzivu on the door to work on this. We, by working on this Indian, we're going to chazik ourselves in this Indian, we're going to mashpia. It's a sava shom, it's a sava shom, it's something that's mecha, it's a chiyu gomor for us to chazik ourselves in this sugya of Kedusha and the Tire. It's been the very fact that there's been such a pirtza in Klal Yisrael definitely has brought down the value of Kedusha and Tyre. The value of Kedusha and Tyre in Klal Yisrael, the general wholesomeness that it has in Klal Yisrael. And I feel that it's incumbent upon us to spend time work on this, and this is why we are, I would like to work on this again. So like I started, Vishita, I hold, I'm not saying it's not needed. The real people, many of the way they work on the sugya is they work very amazingly. They talk about a lot of stories how people, we try to tell many stories and try to explain how people have got burnt by it, have ruined people's lives, how in a very befoiled life, and it's just not the way, not to say it doesn't have makom. I think it does have makom. I think certain people could be misheard from that, and I think many times you do that, but so the way we always try to work is we try to open the sugya and give person kalim that he could work on the sugya in the long term. At the end of the day, this Muhammad the Yitzhar is a prat in the sugya of the rise. What he did was he found a new way to offer every single yeshiva bacher and every yid in Klal Yisrael. He found a new way to offer him a new window, a new lane to offer him mamish and a plate. Give their eyes. That's what he did. But at the end of the day, maybe we have to work on it harder, but you say this, that we have to be nischazik, or the old yisoidis of Kedusha, and Tairavi. So that's what we are going to work on. We're going to work on it again. Not only in controlling the seichel, we are going to try to work on it. Open up a little bit, again, before I start a little bit tonight, I do want to say one more hakdama, that if there are, and stomach probably there are definitely people who, someone who is holding in a matzav where he got connected to these all these different gadgets that are definitely rampant. So, if somebody isn't to a point where it's very common that he has almost an addiction, or he's very ruggled to it, it's hard to know what addiction is. So it's pretty clear that the avad are not going to work. It's very hard to work on an avad dekalifin when you're holding in fire. When you're holding in fire, when you're ready sunk in it, it's to start working. And avad dekalifin, it's very hard. It's not going to. So that person sometimes helps him to be scared. Doesn't always help him to be scared. He probably has to try to work on it. He probably has to work on it privately with somebody. Definitely, it's suggested to speak to a rebbe, speak to somebody, not a rebbe, somebody could give you some help, a friend, even an older friend who could help you. What we're talking about is trying to build the sugya, and that person can help also eventually. But he's going to need other ammunition to get out of it. When we work in the sugya. So we work on the sugya. So, but even Gadol, the Baruch Hu is there's two fronts we have to work on it. We have to work on Yitzhar Echad. Yitzhar Darayis, so we're going to see B'hem Shechanyan is something everyone is connected to. Mean everyone is connected to it. He's connected, he has Mashiach, natural Mashiach. Some people through that Mashiach are steeped in it, some people are connected to it a little bit, but something that we're all connected to. We have to work on two fronts. And Ba'if and Gadol, through the Vadim, we're going to touch both these fronts. The first is, we call Hakaras Griya Samaisa. We've all been many times in the Svarim. The Etzim says that this is not done with anything you're working on. When a person wants to change something, he has to spend a long time to realize and recognize just exactly how evil and how bad it is the ma'aseh he's doing. This is a huge thing for us to work on over here, to really, really uncover and get a real klur havana. What the sugi of tumah tahara is? Is it just this word that we've heard our whole life? It's bad, tumah, tahara. What does it do to us? What is it? That's one thing. And the second thing, in both these things, you have to work with both these things. You need both these tools. And the second thing is, eventually, it's not enough. It's not enough just to realize how bad it is. You have to replace that connection. These taivas, they fill a hole in our life. There's a reason why we need to go to them. If we don't replace them with something positive, will be some connection to Torah and mitzvahs. We're going to have to talk about that. If we don't replace them with something positive, so our job is not going to be complete. Those are the two general tools. You have to work against the Yitzhar Darais. And that's life and calling. We're going to start at the beginning of the Vada, we're going to be first uncovering the disguise of the Yitzhar, realizing what exactly is he doing to us. How deep does he want to hurt us? What exactly, how much of a toll is it taking on us, this sugya, when we come into contact with all these inyanim? How much of a toll, how much are we losing out? What is that deficit? Yeah, that's the first thing we're going to speak about it. And in this itself, there are two approaches. There is an approach in Klal Yisrael that was the Iker approach for many, many years in Klal Yisrael, and it's still existent. That the Iker way you have to, the Iker approach you have to go with this is Mahalacha, more or less, Pachat, Kibbutz. It should bring us to realize that There's tremendous ownership for such things, and there's a tremendous disconnection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mimela, that's the way to work on it. Yisurim, it's davar aser. It's a davar aser. Realize that it's maybe Gilarais, it's from the most chomer of Yisurim. Haitzah Zerah Levatala. Unbelievable things. B'chum Rasi, that it's saying Chazal. That's one approach. We are not going to take that approach. Not because it doesn't work. It doesn't work for a certain amount of people, but from our experience, other mechanchim and other people have worked on this thing and definitely agree to this, that it seems that most people in our door need, they don't work well with that. Maybe we don't have enough Yerushamayim, but we don't work well with that. That's even right in one place. That if your person is not holding by a real being Yerushamayim, if he doesn't have real Yerushamayim, and he works in a mahalach of Yura in Pachad, so then it just it works, it connects back, it boomerangs back. Because Yitzhar Darais, we'll see soon, is something everyone has. It's not something that you could just like get rid of. You have. And if you just scare yourself, you're not really holding by that level of Yerushamayim, and you scare yourself not to think about it now, or not to look there, v'chule, so that's what's pulling you there, you didn't deal with b'chlal, and it's not really removed from you, and you're just like, that's forcing it and compressing it, and just compressing it and compressing it and compressing it. So that's what says that when you compress something, it pushes boomerangs back on you. And one of the places he writes that it boomerangs back on you even harder, because the more you compress it, the more. So this is, for many people, I think, they can identify with this, that this mahalach isn't totally, again, I'm not going to push off somebody who found that sloth on this, they can try to continue with this. And it is a mahalach for somebody holding on, perhaps. But many, many people, they have not, that does not work. What we were going to try to do is try to talk to things that talk to us and say values. We're going to try to realize how well the inyanim of arayis is not only isav hetar. It's not only that you're doing something tremendously usher, extremely usher, gimel hamuris. You're doing something the pasha is not kedai for you. It's not kedai for you. Pasha is not kedai for you. Something we have to realize in our own. The maila, the value of a life of kedusha of Torah, as opposed to the loneliness, the unhappiness, the loss that there is in the olam of tumah and kiyur. So that's gonna be our approach. Yeah. So let's try tonight. I'm sorry, there's a lot of problems. Let's try tonight a little bit. We're not gonna. Too far, but open up a little bit. Two occurs. Psicha b'etzem. Psicha to the sugya l'arayis. The parasha of the Torah. Parasha of the Torah. Arayis is achreimais l'kadoshim. Both of the achreimais l'kadoshim. And achreimais. Perakud ches. The Torah says state as a way. Dabar Hashem amoy shalim. Dabar b'nei Yisrael amart aleyhim. Ani Hashem alikeichem. Kimasei eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtim bo. Lo yisasi. Don't do as the Mitzrayim did. Which means the following: they were filled with tumah, involved constantly with tumah. Ukamasi Eretz Kanan Hashem, and maybe Eskam Shomol Isasu. Not only that, not only don't do like Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to sin among the Canaanites, and you shouldn't do like them also. Then the pasuk goes on to me, man, all our eyes. There's a big R over here. The Chaim Kodesh touches on this R. Exactly the words I'm about to say, but very big R. This is the Hagdamat Arayis. The reason why you're not supposed to do Arayis is because. Because we find many times in the Torah there's a tzibur, lo yiseilech b'chukas hagoyim. But the reason why you're not supposed to do gilui arayis, that's the hagdama, because the Mitzrayim did it. Don't do like the Mitzrayim did, and don't do like the Eretz Kanaan did it. That's the hagdama. That's the punch. Gilui arayis is a double chomer. It's an averus chomer. It's as if Christ, as if Kadosh Baruch Hu would say, don't do like Mitzrayim said, don't kill. You don't kill because it's a hepech hagomer. It's a akira of being a normal human being. That's the Hagdama to the Parsha of Arayis. So the Chaim HaKadosh says, a little offshoot of what he's saying, but you want to take a few words that he says. Niyadu'a hu, ki kol mitzvah sheshiva Hashem la'am kodeh, hi mitzvah sheyochel adam lamedu. General Targ mitzvahs are mitzvahs that a person can control. Niyata atzme l'rotzen la'soysen. Zulas mitzvahs precious Arayis. This is very clearly, you should know that the sugi of Yitzhak arises is in a class of Shayatma. Most of the things that the terrorist mitzvah person is under control. But there's a dimension of the sugi of arise that Poshet is beyond the control of a person. is come out of Eretz Yisrael. And the only way a person could control himself, is if he works on two service. Zulas bezatzmas archokas deiz dvar me'odah. V'heim merchak hergish ro'oy sa'ayin u'merchak b'chinas achoshim. There's two koichas in a person called the eyes and his mind. And if a person is not going to work on controlling his eyes and his mind, he's finished. Somebody who says, I'm going to let my eyes see whatever they're supposed to see, and I'm going to let my mind think about whatever they want to think about, and I'm still going to hold shtar, he's pashut, he's arguing with Chaim Kadosh. Not shy. He says you have to work on both. He says later. If Hemshel Dvarav is one I'm trying to say, maybe this is what he's saying. Maybe this is the Hemshel. This is the Hagdama. The Torah is saying like this: Kimasi et Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Bo Lo Yisaseh. If you want to live like the Goyim, and if you want to live in the world of Canaan, then I can't talk to you. Forget about it. Close by Yikra. Close Parsha Rais. Shalom Aleichem. You can leave. If you're going to live in the world of the Goyim, and you're going to see everything they see, again, not even, let's say, the proper guy who's not an adulterer, is not, he's partial, but he sees advertisements, he just looks around, you know. If you're going to look at everything, he's going to look at it, the partial man hasn't talked to you. It's not shaykh. Because leva adam chendosa. It's not shaykh that you're going to hold foolproof, you're going to be able to behold, it's going to be something that's going to come. It's not shaykh that your heart is going to be not nimshach to the Yetzer Hara. It's not shaykh. The Akdama is we have to set a world of different values. We can't live like the other guy. We have to set a penimius dik avelt, and that's the Akdama, of different values, different holy chelech. Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. We have to set different standards, different ways of living, and only then can the Parsha Rais talk. That's the Akdama of the Parsha Rais. You have to set to yourself, Kamasi Ashkenazim, you live with Americans, you live with other people. You're going to live with Israelis also. You're going to live with people who are going to be just that's the life. The life is that's walking around the schmutz. Some people might stick their noses in it. Some people just walking around the schmutz. If you live life like them, you don't have a chance. You have to create a more primistic life, a more primistic set of values. And in this primistic of values is what we want to try to show. We realize that the Yetzer Hara in one of the bigger weapons to the shuas is with the sugya arise. I want to just start and we'll see this more. Give a little bit of a glimpse. Alton Kelm gives a marvel dicker tiwur of what exactly the Yetzer Hara is. Who is the Yetzer Hara? This is going to be a tremendous introduction. We can discuss a little bit. What the Yetzer Hara is trying to do best. The Alton Kelm says, Chacham Musa Chelik Aleph. He's bad. Some is totally. I don't know. He's basing it off Ramban. It's totally Dalton Kelm. That's not even worse from Ramban. Ramban is discussing the Isser. You're not allowed to touch iron to the mizbeach. You're not allowed to cut the mizbeach with iron. And he says why? Because iron is connected. Barzel is connected to the cherev. Most swords are made out of iron. And a cherev is a dover hamachrev. It's a lashon. Cherev symbolizes the semel of destruction in this world. Sword is a sword of destruction, so it's a kli of destruction. And the Ramban mentions it. He says, "Who am Achav Oyel Melchim Nikrachat Vine Esav?" As a son of Hashem, it says, "Hakadosh Baruch hates Esav." Who haYerush Achav? Shenemar Achav Chotichia. He is the one who's Yerush, the symbol of destruction. Now, this is all in parentheses. Dr. Alan Kalmazer. Kutoichach Amarno Azeh. What is the oimik of achar b'chotichya? What does it mean when Hashem tells Esav achar b'chotichya? Pirush. Hachurbin v'hashmama v'ares hu chay Esav harasha. Pshat. Destruction, desolation, poison, that is the life of Esav harasha. That's his life. Not he brings it into his life, that is his life. Think of the mashal. K'moy ha-toyleya, ha-nikro. It seems it's saying in Yiddish, pivake. There's a certain worm that's called pivaka. Later on he says it sounds like it's a leech or blood-sucking worm. What is it? What is its nature? He misametzes lamutz dama arsi v'machla. The nature of this worm, this insect, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. It feeds off of sicknesses. It feeds off of sick blood. When there's blood of somewhere in a person or in an animal that's sick and diseased, this animal, that's its life source. It seeps in poisonous and sick fluids. He tims about masikas because to him it tastes good. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it. It's mostly tim. But actually, besoiv tamisena dama arsi v'machla shematzer. This is an animal leech that it sucks this thing and it kills it. That's what Kibamish kills it. And he brings to the Shai Kedusha, Prime Vital. So he says, this is what the Yetzirah does. Esav, he's the Yetzirah. This is the Metzias of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, when he enters a person, when he does this, he says, your life is going to be destruction. What does that mean? You're going to live off destruction. The Yetzirah is going to create a Metzias in you that you live, what gives you life, what you draw life off of, what your fuel is, what destroys you. That's a Hagadara of Esav. Reza kemaya pivaka, bedama machla v'eretz shemosa me'emesikis shemotza shom lefisho. He to me senu achrei motzitzo. Kein mamish mesika sachit. Zeo achar b'cho pirush. Hachur ben v'ashmama t'chaye. Hu chaye Esav harosha ad shel b'soif yiki enu. He's going to throw it up. V'yemisenu ki eretzu. He's drinking poison. So he brings him a curse from Shem Devar. He's saying this because this achit. We're going to see this idea in our eyes. It's a inigner, an absurdity, unbelievable thing. That we're living on Churban. A person who the Yetzirah takes over his life, he's living on self-destruction. He's living on self-destruction. That gives him life at the same time. But what he is be'etzem soaking up, he's absorbing and soaking up. He's soaking up self-destruction. So we'd like to see in the future of Adam a little bit how this Nekuda comes out. Mamish, big, very big neon letters in the sugya of each of their eyes. There's no greater tool that the Yetzirah has than to feed us chayei churban, mamish like this leech. To be a person who is healed, soaking up and seeping up life, seeping up chiyas. But life pushes, that pushes destroys itself. That's what I want to say. I want to end off, sorry, it's a little late, so both my parents, a little late, but to say this in the Ravid also, to realize that this whole sugya that we're dealing with, we'll be working in the next weeks, we're working on that sugya of Kiddush and Tyra, it's not just the Heksha, it's not just the Hechatimsa. Pashup Shah presently, we're working on that when it comes in the same Biyoda, in the Rambam, and the Ravid's Mavur, both of them is Mavur, the Dover Golomai, the Rambam, Lush, and the Rambam, last Rambam, the Chasm Kvois, Rambam says, even though the tefillah, the mitzvah's tefillah, it's a mitara person, Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Tumida, Tumas Keri. Six eras of kasev. Alpha became remez yesh bedover. Kishem shemechavin libay letar, kivin shetoval tir. The alpha pishal in ischad shubagufoy dover. Kach hamechavin libay letar nafshoy mitumais hanefoshos. Shehein machshovas oven vedeus arois. He's not talking about any tumah. Just that's a fact that a person has. Machshavas often with Deus Reis, the sugi we're dealing with. Kivan shehiskim b'libay lifroish me'oyis an eitzim. Ve'hevi nafshe b'mei hadas tir. Hari oime v'zarati aleichem ayim ter v'tihartim v'kol tu nasechem v'kol gul aleichem atar. So I'm standing of all the gigi in the Rambam. I'm standing the Rambam also. Same about the nefesh. And the etzim working on a person's mechav and libay, when we're working on these weeks as we're doing, to be mafresh ourselves from tumim atar, that's a ma'aseh tefillah in the mikvah. That's a ma'aseh in the mikvah. Just like from tumah, real tumah, that it becomes in a person, you go to the mikvah, it's mitayru, it's a ma'aseh tayra. The ma'aseh of a person working on being mafresh and separating himself, that's a kashem, Rambam saying it's a kashem. It's the same ma'aseh tayra that is what we're be doing, these ma'aseh we're doing to try the mesamis, to try to bring ourselves closer to dusha tayra. This itself is a ma'aseh tayra. We have to keep this in mind. It's not just, you know, I feel we're working and it becomes in the same field. This brings us Gufa, this Gufa brings us, this avoid the Gufa brings us entire. If tonight was like done with Hashem, we'll see you in Hashem.